This plan is part of a project that would build high-capacity generating plants in Ontario, selling excess power to the United States. Larry Hebert is the general manager of Thunder Bay Hydro. He says this is at least 5 years off. By that time, Hebert expects the demand for power in the U.S. to increase.
Certainly, the need for power doesn't seem to be diminishing, despite the cries for conservation and wise use of power. Certainly in this province of Ontario, we seem to be using more and more of it every year.
Hebert expects the most controversial part of the project will be laying a 90-mile-long cable under Lake Superior to Michigan's Upper Peninsula and run a high-voltage line down Wisconsin's eastern side to Chicago. Mary Pat Blankenheim with the Wisconsin-based American Transmission Company says Thunder Bay Hydro's proposal is intriguing.
And especially given the fact that we are looking for new ways of getting energy to the areas where it's needed. But again, the only way to get it there is by transmission.
Hebert says they're investigating permit applications with the Army Corps of Engineers. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson.